礼节美语。
Sarah 转到新的工作部门不久之后，在去吃午饭的路上遇到了原来的同事 Amanda。
Hi Amanda, how are you? I missed working with you and the whole gang since my transfer last week.
We've missed you too. The office just isn't the same without you. How is your new job?
It's great. I really get to focus on what I like to do, and everyone has been nice and welcoming. However, I'm having a small problem with my new colleagues.
What happened?
Sarah 告诉 Amanda 她很想念原来的同事。
I missed working with you and the gang.
大家都知道 gang 是团伙的意思，在这里呢就指经常聚在一起的一群人。 Amanda 也说
The office just isn't the same without you.
Sarah 走了，办公室好像都变得不一样了。虽然 Sarah 很喜欢她的新工作，但是在跟新同事相处时却遇到了一些小麻烦。
Well, three people are celebrating their birthdays this month, and the policy here is for everyone to contribute $10 to a card and cake for each person.
Wow, so you'll be out $30 on your first week at work.
I know. It is a lot of money, and I haven't gotten to know any of the people celebrating their birthdays well enough yet. At our old department, it was only $3 for each birthday, and there were only 10 of us.
原来这个月有三个新同事过生日， Sarah 不得不跟着一起凑份子。
They want her to contribute to the card and cake. Contribute is spelled C-O-N-T-R-I-B-U-T-E. Contribute.
Contribute 是贡献的意思。这样一来，
She will be out $30.
她一下子就要出30块钱。Sarah 跟这些同事还不熟，所以呢，觉得有点吃亏。Amanda 安慰她说
Well, every department is different. You wouldn't want your new coworkers to think you're a Grinch, right?
What is that?
A Grinch is a person who spoils the mood at a happy occasion by being selfish or unenthusiastic. You know, a party pooper.
I definitely don't want to be that. But I still think it's unreasonable for them to ask me for such a big sum of money when we don't know each other very well. What should I do?
Amanda 警告 Sarah, 如果她不出份子钱的话，同事就会认为她是
Grinch. Grinch is spelled G-R-I-N-C-H. Grinch.
Grinch 专门用来形容自私而且没有情趣的人。Sarah 当然不想让新同事觉得她是个败兴的人。
A party pooper.
可她还是很不甘心，觉得新同事的要求不合理。
Unreasonable.
Reasonable 是有道理的，前面加上 un, unreasonable 就变成了没有道理的。这笔份子钱 Sarah 最后会出吗？我们下次继续听。